Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, we are in the home stretch of 2022, and it has been a wild year, economically speaking. Mark Rosa, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, joins us now on the live line. Morning, Mark. Can you believe that we only have 5 days and a month left in 2022?
Dave, good morning. It's always good to be with you, but you're right. The year is coming to a close very quickly, and we're just trying to, you know, you got such a difference in economic numbers coming out. And I'll give you, for instance, if we're looking at retail sales, and that's what usually propels the economy, 70% of GDP come from people like us, meaning consumers, and consumers are spending. And from a banking standpoint, you're seeing a reduction in liquidity. The Fed is pulling money out of the system, and so are people. It's coming out of their checking and savings accounts, and this has been going on for months. So either they're buying things to shore up their budgets because the prices have gone up, and for sure, that's happening. But they're also spending. So you talk to anybody with the airlines, oh, it's full flights, full flights, full flights, everything is full. And then we're looking at retail numbers today. Of course, we'll have to wait till next week until some of these are digested. And in the first week of December, we've got consumer spending that's coming out. We've got inflation data coming out, unemployment rates. So there's a lot ahead. But typical long-range trends in retail sales, it was up 3 to 5% every year. Well, just last year it was up 13%, a huge number because people were spending like crazy.
Yeah,
well, this year, same story, 6 to 8%. So 6 to 8% growth is expected.
Part of that's because things are costing more, though, right? Because of inflation.
Well, no doubt. But I mean, from going from 3 to 5 to 6 to 8. I mean, that's a big increase. And yes, higher prices are in the equation there, but that still remains where, you know, people are spending the money and they're wanting to have a decent holiday season. And that's the way to be happy and, you know, to spend some money, to move some money around. And I get it. And then, okay, so we have all that happening. If you're looking at that, it seems like, well, we're not, you know, there's no recession fears here. GDP is not going to go down. It seems like it's going to go up. Goldman Sachs comes out this morning, 98% of the CEOs surveyed expect a recession within 18 months. 72% of economists expect a recession within the year. And 75% of people saying we're already in one. Well, it's, I guess, you know, the higher prices and everything are never any fun. But from a spending standpoint, people are putting that money out and or buying things. You would, you know, typical recession fears would say, well, I'm going to pull back my spending. And that's a lot of advice that's being circulated now. So like, you need to hold on. Do you have some powder dry in case this thing gets crazy? Meaning we have some downturn. And how would that affect you? And how safe is your job? And how safe is the industry that you're working in, and so on? And you look at the retailers, talk about some safety. I did some numbers this morning. Bed Bath & Beyond is going crazy with the sales. It coupons. My wife loves the coupons they send all the time. And it you know, nice.
I feel like I get more Bed Bath & Beyond coupons in the mail than anything else.
My wife said, if you go into Bed Bath without a coupon, there's something wrong with you because they send it to everybody.
Yeah. Some of us get more than one.
Oh, you get plenty. Look, there's enough to go around. Bed Bath is down 76% this year. They're not having fun. Coupons are not. So Macy's, one of the better performing retailers, year to date is down 11%. And again, they're doing better than expected, better than a lot of retailers. Walmart is always the recession-resistant company. Everybody loves Walmart, especially when money is thin. So Walmart's up 5% this year. People investing in Walmart saying, what recession, what downturn, what negative GDP? We don't know any of that. I'm up. So it's an interesting look into how many of the stocks have performed, how the market averages have performed this year. And you're right, it'll be interesting to see going forward. And when this smoke clears a little bit, we'll have a better picture of maybe what next year is going to bring. But being in banking, so this is typical of the, your borrowings go up, meaning the bank's lending. Bank's lending goes up in the last quarter of the year. And then we start the economic hangover in January, not much borrowing. People are paying and coming in for consolidation loans and working around the spending they just enjoyed. And, we'll get on to the calculators and those things as we approach those dates, Dave. But that's what's happening right now.
All right. So what is the best advice to folks out there in terms of how to control their spending but still make sure they have a Merry Christmas, and what to do with their investment money to make sure that they are ending the year on a high note?
Well, the second one first. I'll give you, for instance, depending on what we're investing in, if people were piled up into the NASDAQ, a lot of the technology stocks, you're down 24% this year. If you are, on the other hand, a little bit more conservative and had mutual funds that comprise mostly of the big companies, the Dow-related stocks, you're only down 5% this year. So what a difference. So the tech sector is always the volatile sector, the risky one, but where a lot of money has been made and a lot of money has been lost. So this year you're on the loss side where, Meta is laying off, Microsoft is laying off. We're seeing that every day. If you got a while before retirement, this is another blip, and you're going to see this through, and life's going to go on. But I covered this a little bit with Tommy. It's like, the biggest thing is, no matter what you invested in or how you're doing it or who you're with, you just got to have the first things first. You got to have an honest conversation with yourself about how much risk you're willing to take. When these downturns come, you hear a lot about, if I ever get back to where I was, I'm going to cash out of the stock market and everything. Well, when it gets back to where they were and they make a little bit more money and the wealth effect comes in and their 401k balance is basically back where it was, they say, I could weather this. I could go forward. I'm looking back to making money. But every day that goes by, I know for me, I get a day older, believe it or not. And I think that applies to most people.
I wish we could find some way to stop that, but so far no one has.
That's it. We'll keep working on it. But it's just as you're approaching a date, not necessarily for retirement, it could be, but or it's just I need to pull back an increment of risk. I need to pull back and look at something a little bit more critically. I need to go into high dividend paying stocks instead of chasing Meta and chasing Bitcoin and candidly crap like that. We're seeing what happened with FTX of late. I mean, those are nitroglycerin type portfolios, and for people who gravitate toward that, it's like God bless them. But that's awfully volatile, and people could lose a lot of money. In a case of FTX and FTT, they are. But it's you just being honest with yourself and understanding what your expenses are. Back to the spending, it's easy to put things on credit cards, and you just got to be conscious of where those balances are going to go. If we need some post-spending relief, that's where people come in for consolidation loans, just to spread out, not to say they're overextended, although that could be, but to try not to get there, and you could make the holiday season a little bit less stressful if you take that overspending urge out of the equation, because then it's no fun. Then it's like, I've got all this stuff, and then I'm going to pay for it for years. And, just avoid. Try not to put yourself in that situation.
He's
not
Mark,
happy.
He's Mark Rosa. I'm Dave Cohen. When we come back, I want to talk about the interest rates and how that may change people's strategy. Because for years now, a lot of people would overspend, and then just refinance a house and pull some cash out and get themselves back to a place they were comfortable with. Well, have you looked at interest rates lately? We'll talk to Mark about that when we get back on WWL. We're talking with the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Mark Rosa, about how to manage our money. Mark, interest rates keep going up. Now we're hearing the Fed next month is going to raise them again, but maybe not as much as they did the last few months. All of this just is amid all the talk for the last 2 years, really, that we're either on the brink of recession or in recession. How do we how do we deal with all of this?
Dave, if a recession is coming, and what the biggest issue is that depending on where you work, what industry it is, how it's going to be impacted, the recessions are always different. That's why it's very difficult, if not impossible, to avoid them. They just come on from different angles, and then it depends on how you're affected personally. So if you think, well, no, I think my position is intact, that I'll survive an economic downturn or a slowdown, well, at least you got that paycheck coming in. The biggest interruption, obviously, in life is when the paycheck stops through some consolidation in business or industry. So that's the hard part. If you think in that, again, assessing your own risk, if you think in that, well, you know, this could be fragile, could be fragile for me, then we're not having the biggest blowout, you know, holiday season this year, and you got to keep some powder dry. And if there's any savior to this, it's like a lot of businesses remain understaffed. And if your industry is being affected, well, maybe you might have to move to another one to keep the paycheck intact and to keep the money flowing. So that'll be the hard part. If we're going into a genuine recession, or what it's going to look like, meaning how we're going to be impacted. As far as, you know, next month, I think it's just next week. I think they're meeting on the first and second. They're doing it early this next month because you got the holidays in. They plan on, at least the consensus is, I think another quarter of a point, which I like that idea, meaning that they don't have to keep going to half and three quarters of a point. I think you had one Fed governor that was voting for perhaps a half a point. And even if that, Dave, I think they're doing what they need to do in a fairly compressed manner so they could stop the interest rate increases, because you still have the lag effect. And we had some economic numbers that were showing some downturns that were in October. Well, that left the November rate increase out, which was significant at three quarters of a point. And then you've got, you know, this next week coming in. So they need to set back a little bit and realize how much their activity is going to affect the economy going into 2023. And we'll just have to be paying attention to it. But listeners.
So many people who have counted on refinancing in the past to try and better their financial situation. This is not the time to refinance unless you think you can do it again in just a couple of years, which is just...
Well, and Dave, if somebody's moving something over to real estate, well, you're not going to like the rate, meaning it's higher than what we've seen over the past couple of years. But I still see people coming in with a handful of credit card debt that's 20. So it's, okay, 6 is a piece of cake, 7 is a piece of cake compared to 20, and it normalizes that payment, and it evens it out and lowers their rate. So there's still financing opportunities. And just from a calculator standpoint, anybody wanting to visit jeffsonfinancial.org, you have how much do you owe calculator? One of my cats that are upset with economic conditions, if you heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. So it's always two. You always owe two. Too much.
It's too much. How much do you owe? And it kind of paces you into different credit card debt, auto debt. It'll give you some figures that you can budget with. But that's always helpful. I mean, it's free. Do it as much as you want. Play with the calculators and understand. Make sure you understand your own finances.
Mark, we appreciate it. Glad you and the family had
always
a fantastic
a pleasure,
Thanksgiving. And yeah. I know that you'll be on Monday with Tommy helping us with Monday Morning Markets with Mark. He's Mark Rosa. I'm Dave Cohen. The news is next. Then we'll...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.